Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Zayin Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning a brand new siman today, Tuf Nun Gimel, which deals with the halachos of which grains are good to go and make matzah on Pesach, and which grains are not good, and which grains are chametz, which grains are acceptable to cook in, because they don't have any concern of making chametz. Very, very important siman. The Mechaber starts, Sif Aleph. Elu dvarim shiyotzim behem yideicho v'smatza. The following items are what one can fulfill his mitzvah of eating the kizayis matzah on the first night of Pesach. As the Mishneh Berurah says, sivkot nalef b'lil rishon shel Pesach. Of course, if they're good to fulfill that, then you can eat them all Pesach long. The famous Vilna Gaon that says that every time you eat matzah on Pesach, you get a mitzvah, you get a kiyum of a mitzvah, but there's only a chiyuv, an obligation to eat matzah, the kizayis, which of course we have several kizayisim and several times at the Seder on the first night of Pesach. In Chutz Laretz, we do the same thing for the second night of Pesach. So which grains, the famous five grains that we'll learn about, they're all kosher for Pesach, and we'll see that there's an order in them as well. So the Mechaber tells us, b'chitim, which is wheat, b'sorim, which is barley, kusmin, which is translated as spelt, shibolas shual is oats, we'll see whether that really is our oats today, and b'shipun, shipun is rye. And the Rama adds, b'haminog likach lechatchilo chitim. He brings down from the Ma'aril that the minog is that we prefer to use wheat. Now, why is that so? So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot and Beis, Mishum dehu chaviv li'odom biyoser, because wheat, of all the five grains, is the one that's most dear to us. V'ikom mishum hidur mitzvah, and therefore it is a bigger hidur mitzvah to take the one that is the most enjoyable, the most tasty. Dirshu footnote number one brings down another reason over here, besides the fact that there's a hidur mitzvah, and he says, from the Teferis Yisrael, the Mishnayis and Psochim, Shehachitim chazokos v'nokshos v'enem mamaros lahachmitz. He says, in addition to the practical reason that it's more of a choviv person liking the wheat, and that's why we should use it, but he says, in addition, the wheat is much slower to become chametz, and therefore it's preferable to knead dough made from wheat flour, because it will be less likely it will turn into chametz. He brings down as well the Das Torah, who brings down the Mogen Avram, Shasaorim v'hashipun, barley and the rye type of grain, are m'maharin l'chachmetz. They more quickly become chametz, more so than wheat, and therefore he says zeh tam haminog l'chatchil lasos es hamatzos b'chitim. That's why it's preferable to make your matzah from wheat flour rather than using the other types of grains that are more quick to go and become chametz if you would not need them actively. Now the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, what happens if you don't have wheat? V'im ein lo chitim, if you don't have wheat flour, if you don't have wheat grain, then yikach l'matzos me'echod me'harabo aminim. Then you can use any of the other four types of grain, the barley, spelt, oats, or rye, hechoshiv lo biyoser, and you should take the one that you prefer. There are those that say you should follow the order of the Gemara and take the order of the Gemara as the hierarchy of preference. But the Mishneh Berurah is telling us over here that you can then, if you can't use wheat, pick the one that you would like best. Kadesh yochal l'tiovet, in order that you'll eat it with enthusiasm, with great desire, that fulfills the hidur mitzvah over here. It's more chaviv to the person to take the one that he likes. We find this in many other situations as well, that when there's no clear-cut preference, so then the one that you like is usually the better one to take. The issue, footnote number two, brings down, for people with celiac disease, for example, people that are sick, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Yecholun lecho matzos ha'asuyos mishibolus shual. In this situation, you can take oat matzah, and he says that kechol ha'nitzrach lem, as much as they need, they can take it. If somebody has celiac disease, for example, and can't have other types of grain, so then they could have the oat matzah. However, he says, Kiva shahetu rak mach meshaset rak, this is only under extenuating circumstances, roi shachola atzmu yocha b'leil ha-seder in eno maziklo mibchina refuas, if the person with celiac disease, it won't hurt him to have a kezias of regular wheat matzah, even though for the rest of Pesach he can't have it. So if possible, he should have the kezias of matzah of wheat matzah and then eat matzah the rest of the night and the rest of Pesach with the oat matzah, if possible. But that's going to be dangerous, and of course he doesn't have to do this. And therefore, Rav Yashiv Zatzal holds that nobody else should be eating the oat matzahs because they really are a problem. However, he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss Zatzal, he says, Alpha pidvar shaladas Torah, shatam she'en lasos matzos mishar minim hu kev on shehem machmitz miyoser mehachitim. The reason that we brought down in Dirshu footnote number one, that the other species over here become chametz quicker. And he says, therefore, don't use the other species because they could become chametz. He says, since we're not sure exactly how fast these other species are, therefore, he suggests, he says, you shouldn't even use it b'dieved. And if somebody truly can't have any matzah, so then onus rachmana patri. God says, don't do this mitzvah then. The Kivish Ladaito, according to this more machmir opinion of Dayan Weiss, he says the vast majority of people, even if they have celiac disease or something that doesn't allow them to have a decent amount of matzah, could eat a kezayis of matzah, and therefore he says you shouldn't allow these oat matzahs no matter what. The issue footnote number 3 questions whether the oats that we have, the Shibola Shua that we have, are the Quaker oats. And Rabbi Shalom Zalman Zatzal brings down Shashinasu Mechakrim Aide Shomri Torah, Shehi Einam Min Hadogon She'elov Hiskabnu Chazal. There are those scientists that are Shomri Torah Mitzos who suggest that those Quaker oats that we have aren't the oats that they're talking about in the Gemara. Nevertheless, he says, Eila Shanas is Halacha, the Kafi Hamasorish Badenu Shazohi Shibola Shual Hamuskeris Bidire Chachomim, Kiechad Bechameshis Miyadogan. We've accepted that the oats that we call oats today are, in fact, the oats that the Gemara talks about, even though there are scientists that suggest that may not be true, and therefore, we in fact can rely upon them to do the mitzvah. And he brings that from the Nishma Savrom, which brings down the opinion from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shiotzim b'min zeh yidei chovas matzas mitzvah. And one can, in fact, fulfill, according to the Nishmas Avram, which is Dr. Abraham Shlita, a Godel b'Yisrael in a medical ethics, he's safe for the Nishmas Avram, so he brings down from these great poskim that you can even fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach with these Quaker oats that we have. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that if all the other four grains are equal, when you don't have wheat grain, so the Kafel Chai brings down that you should preferably use barley, because they're from the Shivas Haminim, and therefore they're more chavid because they're mentioned in regards to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Kusmin, spelt, also are like a subcategory of barley, so they would be also preferable. However, Kiva, She'enam, if we're Russian, because of Hasorim, Chashuvim, Mehem. But since there may be a subcategory, but they're not mentioned specifically, so if you have a choice, do barley rather than spelt. If you don't have barley, however, then you should take spelt as the next one according to the Kafel Chaim. If you don't have spelt, then you can take either the rye or the oats. There's no preference between those two, except which one you like better. The Mechaber continues and he tells us, Avo lo bi ores, but you're not allowed to use rice, ushar mine kitnios, or other types of beans or legumes. Vegam einon boim lechimots, and these things also can't become chametz, and therefore that's why you can't be yotze with matzah with them, but also mutalasus miyam tavshel. According to the Mechaber, that's why you're allowed to go and cook with them. There's no concern of them becoming chametz when you put them in water. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Huadin Dochan, the same thing is true for millet. There's a big machlokus what orez and dochan are. We'll call them rice and millet. There may be actually millet and rice, and there may be other things as well. The Yolif Lobishas Mikra. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Gemara gets this over here from Psukim. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night, which is an obligation. It has to be able to become chametz. We paskin over here that these other things like rice and millet can't really become chametz, as we'll learn in a moment. The issue footnote number 5 is a very interesting question. What about the gluten-free types of grains that they now have? So he brings down from Rav Ozan Zatzal that one cannot use these to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. And if you look inside the tshuva that they quote over here from the Kovitz Beis HaLevi, he brings down that the gluten is essential for the actual chimutz. And if you remove the gluten, it's possible that this is no longer something that can be called matzah because it can't become chametz. This is also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal. Furthermore, he says, V'chitim sheniktzru kodim sheyul shlish gidul. And if you cut off the grains before they reach a third of their maturity, the Chazon Ish brings down, Shemukach me'agmar sheyecholus lachmetz. They still can become chametz, and therefore they would be eligible for making matzahs from such grain. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us that the other types of kitnios are also not capable of becoming chametz. What are these? He says, V'tatareki, Shekorin etzleinu gerika, which if you look in the Tirgum number 1, is kusemis, which is usually translated as buckwheat. V'kakeruzi, Shekorin etzleinu Turkish aveitz, which in Tirgum number 2 is brought down that this is tiros, which is corn. Gam kein mine kitnios, saying they're also kitnios, and therefore they're not technically, according to the Mechaber, a problem. They can't become chametz, therefore they are able to be just cooked regular. You can eat corn, and you can eat this buckwheat on Pesach. Of course, Ashkenazim, as we'll see in a moment, do not hold from this. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hay explains, "Vafilu losh adam kemach oris v'chayotzi b'zeh." Even if a person were to go and knead the flour that's made from this rice, v'chayotzi b'zeh, or these other types of products over here, beroskim, even in hot water, v'chisol bibegodim, and you covered it up with some sort of a cloth, atchenovcha, so it swells up, kemo botzek shehechmetz, and it looks like a dough that became chometz. Ein ze chimutz. This is not halachically chimutz. El sirchon. This is just some sort of a spoilage over here. Umutu b'achil. According to the Mechaber, this is perfectly permissible for eating. And this is what the Svaridim hold for various types of kidneys, that there is no problem over here with chometz. However, the Ramah writes, Hagor, v'yesh osrim. He brings this down from the Tur, Hagos Maimonios, and the Mordechai. And he says, "Vaminog bi Ashkenaz lahachmir ve'ein l'shanos." And in fact, amongst the Ashkenazi communities, as opposed to the Sfaradim, the minog is not to use these products at all on Pesach. And this leads, of course, to the major difference in custom between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim as to whether you can use kidneys on Pesach or not. Sfaradim, yes, following the Mechaber, and Ashkenazim, following over here the Ramah, no. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav explains, "Lo mi'ikra dinhu." Everybody agrees that technically you're allowed to. Elo chumra shechmir alein. This is a chumra that Ashkenazim have taken upon themselves. As we're going to learn momentarily. Now, there are a number of very important issue footnotes over here. Let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah over here and see if we have time to get to them. He says, the reason behind this is over here, Mishum Shalafamim Tavua Ma'or B'mini Kitnios, because sometimes you have grain, real wheat, that's mixed in over here with these kitnios. If you have Shalavar Yofen, you can't select them out well. And therefore, when you put it in water, you're going to have chametz. But also, Dechimutz Kishi Yofim or Yavashim, if you go and bake them or cook them, you're actually going to make the wheat grains or any of the other chametz thicker grains over here. Real chametz. Furthermore, he says another reason is because you make them into fine flour. And it looks like you can bake bread from them. Today, with potato starch, for example, people can make all sorts of things that look like challah, look like real chametz sticker cake. And therefore, he says, there are many simple people and ignorant people. They won't understand the difference between these kitnios type of starches that you're making what looks like chametz out of, but it's not chametz, and real flour that's made from the five grains, that is real pure chametz. And therefore, they'll be lenient, and rachmon litzlan make meal chametz over here. Therefore, Ashkenazic Mishnah Berurah says, is we don't use any of these things over here, either as bread or in a cooked dish. And even to go and cook the rice or the beans over here that are shleimos, that are intact, gam kein osur. Even if you didn't make it into flour, the minhag is not to use them, mishum lo plug, because we don't make any distinction over here. Once it's osur, once we accept it upon ourselves that we don't use it at all. Furthermore, as we've already explained, you also may find real pieces of grain over there, and that would really become chametz. And he says, further, I know the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha over here, Dibur HaMaskel V'Yeshoshu, the Chofetz Chaim has a whole discussion he brings down from the Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. And if you go to the next page, at the very start, he says, Al kein osru kol kitnios, therefore, the Rabbeinu Manoach says, we don't use kitnios. And Pirish Dvar, the Chofetz Chaim continues, he says, "Sheish mine chitim shebishana she'eno kiskuna mishtanos v'niros k'mine zeronim." Alkin osu k'mine zeronim. He says, therefore, there's a concern over here that you'll mix them up, and therefore we don't use them at all in the Ashkenazic communities. If we have time, we'll go back to the Dirshu footnotes over here. I'll just point them out in general. Dirshu footnote number 6 discusses various types of beans, of kitnios over here, that were not known in the times of the Gemara. So he brings down various posts who say that it's permissible. He brings down various posts who say it's not permissible. He then talks about peanuts. Again, some saying yes, some saying no. He then talks about various types of oils. And in Dirshu footnote number 7, he talks about potato starch. In Dirshu footnote number 8, he talks about mustard. In Dirshu footnote number 10, he talks about eating them raw, the various types of kitnios, peanuts or things like that, without chopping them up or without using them as flour. All of these, there are various opinions, both allowing it and not allowing it. If we have time, we'll go back and discuss it. The most important one is potato starch. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, as well as many other poskim, said that we don't make new chumras over here. They didn't have any problems with potato starch because they weren't aware of potatoes. And therefore, we are basically allowed to use potato starch, even though it may look like it's bread. But the bottom line is, there is no concern over here that there are actually wheat grains inside over there, and therefore we do have the minhag to allow any type of potato starch to be used to make things that look like bread or things that look like chametz products, and the rabbis did not gozer over here for the ami yaratzim or the ignorant people that we can't use potato starch. The issue footnote number 11 discusses over here whether you could use this on Erev Pesach, And the issue footnote number 12 brings down a very important discussion about giving kitnios to young children who may not be able to eat anything else. And here we'll just mention that if you are going to do this for young children, which you are allowed to do, you should keep separate utensils, preferably so you don't mix up with the pesadika stuff using the kitnios utensils. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Zayin, where he writes, Afilu bi'achun shel Pesach, we shouldn't change the minhag even to use this on the last day of Pesach. Gam kein ein lahok b'zeh, we don't make any leniencies, we don't use these things all Pesach amongst the Ashkenazim. However, under extenuating circumstances, there's nothing else to eat, Nebuch. Then you could cook any of these things other than, of course, the five grains, which is poor chametz. And unless it's pikuach nefashos, then you can't do that with the five grains. If it's pikuach nefashos, you could have bread on Pesach if you have nothing else to eat, and you're going to die. Retzka, you see in the Tirgum number 6, is very finely ground buckwheat. And he says it's preferable to use kitnios rather than using the rice, the millet, or this buckwheat. Shem domin yosel chamishas minim, because they're more similar to the five grains that make real chametz. Shayach behem tvei lemigzer, and therefore the gzer is more important for them than with the kitnios. And as we pointed out, we can be very make a lot. If he needs it, the child doesn't have any formula, and the only formula is a kitnios formula, certainly allowed. But if you are using it in the raw product, you should make sure that there is no wheat over there. He then brings down from the Chasam Sofer, because of Chasam Sofer, Shuvah Simul Chav Chav Beis, that feel b'mokum sheish lati, even when you are allowed to use, mikom mokum yach letenu l'chatrila b'roschen, if at all possible, you should go and put it in boiling hot water, because that way it won't become chometz. The chomad de'efshel is sakin misak nina, because if you can get around making it into potentially chometz, that's preferable. V'chein kosav chayodim, this is the opinion of chayodim as well. Ramah continues and writes, Mi u'poshut einos from b'di'evidim noflu tocha tafshel, if any of these things fell into a pesadik a dish, then b'di'evid, we do not aser it. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Ches, the rabbis never instituted a chumra in this situation. The whole thing is a chumra, and they didn't institute the chumra over here. However, but if you find pieces of it over here, that you shouldn't eat. Unless you can't tell, so then you can eat the whole thing. Sifkat and Tes, Tocha Tavshil, Mishnah Berurah says, but the majority has to be heter. Otherwise, the imlokain, lomikri tarovitz cloud. Then it's not called a mixture if the majority is the kitnios. Then it's eating pure kitnios. The Ramah continues and writes, you're allowed to go and use oils that you're made from these kitnios that you can use on Pesach, because the ain ocean imnoflu lesoch. We're not concerned that if any of that falls into the tafshul, that it would ruin it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Aleph, the Ramah is telling us of Yerotzalomar, Shein Tzarech Ledaktik Lislos Haner Shoshem in B'mokum Rochuk Min Ashulchan. You don't have to make sure that the candle that you have lit over here that is far away from the table. Mishum Chashosh Hashem Yenatev Alamaychol, that maybe the oil will drip into the food. Da'afilu Nitev Enlas, because even if it were to drip, it wouldn't ruin the food. The B'chagon Zeh Lo Nogel Hakmer, as we just pointed out, the rabbis weren't Machmer in this situation. Kemavar B'dayach Emoshe, this is what the Ramah in the Dayach Emoshe says. He further adds, U'misayim Ot Shom, Da'afilu Kotshu Osan Hashum Shimim, Sh'osim Mehen Hashemin, B'machteshes Sh'koshim Shom Chomitz, even if you take the sesame seeds over there that you're making into the sesame oil, and you go chop it up in a chometz dika chopper, nami lesson, but still not a problem. Why? Vatam, the reason is, dafilu nisari bo mashu nami bato b'shishim kodem pesach. Because even if some chometz did get mixed in over there, it's bato before Pesach with the chopping it up 60 of the sesame against it. Then loma, and we don't concern ourselves shemakabu tam me'amachtesh shlochometz, that any taste of the chometz is in there, because it's not sharp. The hotzonin in maflut mavliya, it's not sharp and it's cold and it's not going to absorb and not going to spit out the chametz. However, miu calls ebishem and shum shim v'kadom shenu chart. This is for sesame oil or other things like this that aren't sharp. Avo b'shem and zayis, but olive oil. If you were to chop up the olives over here in a container that was used with moist things beforehand, the tam of the chametz went into this clay, because the zayis is considered harf, sharp. We've learned previously, and with the sharp thing we say, by the pressure that is applied by the chopping with the sharp item, it could bring the taste of the chametz into the olives. You wouldn't have 60 again. Against this, we've learned previously, therefore, for olive oil, you shouldn't have that light near the table, because if someone to splash onto the food, that would be a concern if it splashed onto the food. The Ramah adds, v'chimut l'hashos b'nei kitnios v'bais, and one doesn't have to get rid of the kitnios that you have in your house, you don't have to sell them. Brings down for the trumas of deshen. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Bay says, Rosh Alomar, Afilu Nafla Ele Maim, even if they got wet, they Bishar Tuor, Ki Hagadna Oshel Ashos, you wouldn't be able to leave other wet types of flour because they would be Chomets. But here they didn't make a Gzeira, because the answer is only Rak Leso Achilosin, who Adin, the Mutalonos Ben, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to get Hanoah from it. We didn't get a chance to do those Dershu footnotes that I mentioned. They're worthwhile to see. This concludes today's Shir.